Horseshoe, written by Steve Downey, narrated by Nicholas Cripton. Disclaimer: the views presented in this publication are of Steve Downey, who has authored this book. Steve Downey is responsible for all the content included in this publication. Investors Group Financial Services Incorporated, or Investors Group Securities Incorporated, and its affiliates are not responsible for and cannot accept any liability for any information in this publication. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my life that I would never change, as everything I have been through made me into the person I am today. I was told I need to write a book, so it was always a goal for me. Just another example for you: if you can picture something in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. Acknowledgement. I would like to start off by thanking my parents for the life they gave my brother and I. Second would be my best friend throughout my childhood, my brother. As for the rest, it would be the people that have come in and out of my life. Each person I have met put me on the path that I am on. For all of you, I have to say, thank you. About the author. Born in Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada on April 2, 1979, you will see from this book that, like many others, Steve has also been through many things in his life. For his whole life, he has always tried to look at the positive side of things and plans on being this way for the rest of his life. Preface. There are times when we just sit back and let our luck pave the path for us. There are people out there who are lucky to such an extent that they just think about something and get their hands on it. Then, there are those who never get what they desire for, even after working hard to achieve it. Talking about myself, throughout my life, there were a lot of people who told me that I have a horseshoe which symbolizes good luck in many cultures. However, it is not always your luck that helps you succeed. There are times when you need to have determination, willpower, and the strength to take in everything that life throws at you and find out the positives in it. I experience the same. I have been lucky, but I also use the power of manifestation and positive thinking to achieve everything that I have in life now. There is absolutely nothing that can stop you from achieving your goals in life, but for that, you need to stay consistent and motivate yourself no matter the kind of hurdles you face. There will be moments in life where one may feel like it is the end of their life, but it is actually the start of a new journey, which eventually leads them to the desired outcome. This book presents my life experiences, the challenges I dealt with, and the goals I have accomplished so far, all because of my consistency and positive thinking, and also due to the horseshoe that I have had. It will encourage the readers to pursue their passions, regardless of the challenges they face along the journey. Chapter 1. The Beginning. Today is the beginning of whatever you want. Anonymous. Born in Moncton, New Brunswick, I had a small and beautiful family. It was just me, my older brother, and my parents living in a loving home. Shortly after I was born, we moved to St. John and lived there until I was in grade 1. There, my father got promoted, so we moved to Newfoundland. My mother's whole family lived there, which is why it was very friendly and familiar. But later, when I was in grade 3, we had to move back to St. John as my grandmother was not doing well. Growing up, I remember my dad used to sell suits where I would hide in the clothing racks and would have a treat with him on his break at a coffee stand in the mall. Shortly after, he would leave that business to start in the financial industry. I remember how perfectly he used to wear his suit and how professional he would look. As a kid, I would look at my dad and think that I wanted to grow up and become exactly like him. My dad's attire extremely fascinated me. For me, he was a perfect man that I had always aspired to be like. Seeing him all dressed up, I would envision myself as a successful person all dressed up in a suit. When it came to my mother, she worked in a hospital's housekeeping when I was a kid. I remember how much of a hard worker she was, and always took pride in her work. She shared a great relationship with her staff and all the patients she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?